Hi, this is Dan Blocker, and this is a bundle of security.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I hope you don't think me pervy when I say, when I hear that new music that I sent along a while back.
The salsa?
Yes. That it, well, Josh does the video presentations.
Sure.
And I do the audio. I have this vision of like Latin women dancing freely to the...
Yes. Well, that's not the vision I get.
Well, I'm not talking about it right now to you, but hold on just
all
a
right.
second. My question is...
I can work up a creepy intro. Sure.
That's it. I just thought that, you know, it's very, would you agree that it's very stark? It's very,
it is compared
to, and did I, and sometimes I wonder when I sent that along, did it not fire your creative juices like the pirates did?
It did.
Everyone has their own, bucket of things that interest them.
But there's
maybe
also
he's a pirate guy.
Well, there's also a try to avoid being creepy, try to avoid.
Well, I certainly wasn't creepy when I wrote the music. That was not,
No.
I'm sorry, lyrics, not music.
I didn't want to make it look like a Cinco de Mayo type intro. I didn't want a cultural appropriations type issue.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm picturing
Lombada. I was picturing. The fighting, the bare knuckle boxing that you like. Could you do that with the girls on the video?
That's kind of a window into his soul, isn't it, Josh?
Kind of a window into your soul, actually.
Yeah. The fact that you
thought of that in terms of...
I'm trying to make it be all Mike, and that's something you really enjoy.
But that has nothing to do with what I wanted for the music, which was a lovely... festive tune. I agree.
But I also kind of like Rob's idea of the countdown as being just things in your brain. So it's the bare knuckle boxing. It flips to the girl fishing in a bikini. Then it goes to the German guy. The slot machines.
You know, it's... I think, on today's show, I've got a lot of stuff that is coming out of the intergovernment not really quite normal. But anybody that's listened to this show for any length of time would know that it's not quite normal the way my brain works.
Well, none of our brains are normal. I guess Josh has the most normal brain.
Well, you just suck up to him. That's it. You're just.
Do you honestly think
properly?
No. Do you honestly think?
Have you ever? I don't think you've ever sucked up to anybody more than Josh. I've never heard anything like
it. Well, we used to work with Don.
You sucked up to Don. God damn, did you suck? You know what? But that to me, that will always be a favor you did for me, pal. Thank you very much.
It was purely survival.
Having a party this weekend. Can't make it. Say, see you there, Rob.
They came across well on the air as best friends.
Okay, yes.
Whether it was real or not.
So do you question whether his friendship with you is real? I think it's real. It feels real to me.
It's real to me.
Rob and I have a real friendship.
We do.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it's exciting for me. It's not sucking up as much as it is exciting. I haven't had a new friend in years.
You when you lost Twitch, God rest his wonderful
buddy.
Soul. That was, and Josh fills that void a little bit for you.
Yeah,
you know, we go into amusement parks and things like that. So it's legit. Yeah.
And I've learned a lesson.
What's that?
Rob will never be a godparent of my kids. Never works out.
That is so weird that you brought that up. That is so, so weird. Is that a reference to one of the other hosts on the show?
Well, it could be, you don't want to partner up a godparent, certainly.
I believe it's worked for both of you.
That's true.
This is true. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Robert.
Well, that was a suck up. That was the ultimate suck up move.
Well, no, you know what? That was actually Carrie's idea because
she's a suck up. She sucked up to them too.
Did it get you a raise?
No, ultimately it got my pay cut.
But
not great judgment, but survival I've got. Yeah.
But the both of these friendships, in a well, I don't know if they benefited me. Not necessarily. No, they probably didn't benefit me because I was I was off air and on air. The the source of. You know, Don and Rob's friendship was based on talking about other people.
It was. Primarily. And that's for true. Yeah.
And I was included in that. So that was and uncomfortable.
That makes sense because Rob and my friendship is based on talking about you.
But it's much more out there. Like you lay it out on me very much. I know it every day on the show, and I'm very comfortable.
There's nothing behind the scenes about that.
No, I don't have that kind of that chip. I don't have that paranoia chip, which is. I've had more of that paranoia chip with other incarnations of the show. I don't even have it nearly. Now, when you have nothing, you don't have to have a worry about paranoia.
Maybe one of the sources of sucking up was also paranoia. Be aware of that. It was a survival instinct.
What do you mean by that?
Because you could play along and then you would not
be a target. Are you talking about yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. I didn't know whether you were talking about yourself.
No, I am talking about myself. Is that probably one of the reasons that I was sucking up was so I wouldn't have to be paranoid.
About losing your job.
Exactly. And you know what? This sounds almost silly in retrospect, but it's so true. It was not what I require or call a healthy work environment at that time.
No. I don't know if we even knew it.
I don't think we did.
I think I kind of thought because that was my first foray into major market stuff.
If you don't know any other,
that's the way it rolled.
Yeah.
And money and fame covers a lot.
It kind of twisted things
around. And yet I had neither.
But you were close to it.
You had fame. To a degree.
People yeah, to a degree. I was fame adjacent.
You like that.
Yeah, I like being recognized.
This is such a weird start to the show. It's such a strange energy. I was going to start with something very, very innocent.
But this is for true. This is real stuff, folks.
This is the real nitty gritty. Yeah, it was toxic. It was so toxic, mean spirited, confrontational.
When I say exclusive, not like
a needles type of who would you piss off
being excluded. Yeah. And of course, there was always the reassuring phone calls 30 minutes after the mics went off,
which is, just not, and you and Rob, you still have that when I call you.
You're right.
And we had an experience with it yesterday.
I was not even in the waiting room. I was in the examination room waiting for my Asian doctor.
You answered the phone and like,
I thought,
hello.
I really thought I'd stepped in it. I'm before, you get three rings before it goes to voicemail.
Well, Josh doesn't know what happened. Josh, Rob puts up the little teases on social media. Yes. And they're very cleverly written, and I was calling him to say that's kind of cool. I think that's, in my opinion, and it's tough when you're one of the hosts of the show to see whether that's legit or not. But it also, I thought it was a very interesting. He does little descriptions that are all over the place, but they're fun, have something to do with.
To tell
I was calling
to tell
him
job.
I like that. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you were calling to tell him he did a good job.
Yeah, so I was calling to give him an attaboy, and it was just like
it was awkward.
Because you were so like, I didn't.
Answered in a defensive crouch. I did. A lot of stuff runs very deep in me that's hard to get rid of.
Yeah.
I know you hate being on the phone. So when I see you call me, I'm thinking, what could I have screwed up? Today's show went okay. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know why I hate the phone. I don't,
because you're broken from years past.
And it's inefficient.
But I also think that, no, I'll throw this out and then you guys tell me what you think.
Okay.
I don't mind a phone conversation. And when I gravitate to the phone, this is me. I'm telling the truth here. Mm. I gravitate to the phone when I've had a couple of cocktails.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
That's true.
When the phone is fine, I want to talk.
It wasn't yesterday.
No. It was
yesterday. Was a sober call. But also, I think
sober call.
It was a sober call.
It was.
And I think the thing, Mike, is we come from an era where there was no texting and there was no email. So if you wanted to talk to someone, you had to phone them. And we were in a group that a phone call was never an attaboy. It was always something wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, for example, I bet you love, if you have the opportunity, like if you were to call up your cousin Teddy, great guy, love talking to him. Uh-huh. You could talk to him for 45 minutes, no problem. But if you call some, 30. But if you were to call somebody based on the show, it's like, it's already, you've got a bad taste in your mouth.
It's the whole idea, though, of phone conversations for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the show is all that related to it as much as just I don't like talking on the phone. I always have. I don't know why I don't like talking on the phone, but there was a lady in a neighborhood I lived in one time that went on power walks, and she'd come by the house and she'd be walking on the street and I'd be in the front yard, and I would hear her conversation from like six houses down all the way through, and she's just like, and obviously she's going on like maybe an hour walk.
Sure.
And she's talking the whole time. I don't think there's any way I could ever do that.
There are people. Do you remember the guy that my father worked with that would say everything was great? I've talked about him before. He was a really nice guy, but he was a nudge because he said, "What are you doing?" "I'm going to the beach." "Well, that's great. We should come down there. We'll bring a bucket of chicken. Okay, it'll be great."
He's a
great,
happy
great
talker.
Happy talker. But when my father retired, he would call him every time he had a long drive. And my dad said, "I don't appreciate being his entertainment for an hour." And that's really what some people do.
Yeah. 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 And in my case, maybe when I've had a few, adult beverages.
Libations.
Then that is my, because I do it a lot in the car. That's terrible what I just said.
Yeah. No. Those two sentences.
When I'm driving drunk.
No.
It's just weird.
I play this game because my dad rarely calls, but when he calls, it's about a 30-second phone call. He tries to, if I call him, he's trying to get off the phone call as soon as he says hello.
Fantastic.
So game now is how long can I keep him on the phone?
I've done it with people.
So cruel.
Saturday or Sunday, I got him to 7 minutes. I think that's my new record.
That's pretty great.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it really, it's really a weird thing. I don't know why. I love hearing updates from my kids around the country.
And you know what? I know for a fact when she was in life, after you would leave the show, you'd call your mom every day.
No.
Didn't you call your mom every day, like after the afternoon show?
No, but I would always, 99% of the time speak to her when I was in the car commuting.
Okay, thought it was after the show mostly.
It wasn't every day. But
so those
are
good calls. Those are the greatest calls.
Well, I do what my daughter Catherine does to me. I would usually call my mom, God rest her soul.
Right.
I would call her if something good had happened. I would not call her if something was, or if something was so bad that I needed to share it.
Yeah.
But not the run-of-the-mill bad days.
You'd call with news.
I would call with good news usually. Okay. That's the way I would roll.
I call my mom when I'm grocery shopping. When I have to run out at night, she always knows
like
when
on
I call.
The way to the grocery store or in the grocery store?
On the way, and then it'll continue at the grocery store.
That's pretty good. That's not a bad way to do that. I don't know if I could handle having a conversation in the grocery store because they annoy me when people are doing that. I mean, you're probably not a loud talker, though.
I'm not a loud talker.
Grocery store.
No.
Oh, yeah, he is. He screams all the time.
But I was saying, I'm not sure when we're going to go to the
Look
Carolinas.
Look at the expiration date on this milk.
Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. But communication makes the world go round.
Wouldn't you say?
I'm trying to think of my other nasty habits. I like talking to my kids, but I just don't. I don't do the phone very well at all. I don't know what it is.
Were you ever a phone guy? Like,
never.
Think of it when you were in high school.
Never.
Really?
Oh, I was going to mention my wife. So Carla lives on it, and she does consults. I will listen to her, and I probably shouldn't say this it's not affecting her. It's me.
Mm-hmm.
I will listen to her on the phone, and I will barely hear the person on the other side. And the person on the other side can be a potential client.
Right.
It can be for her brick and mortar store. It can be a person that she is working with on her telemed, med health company, or it can be somebody that she is consulting on the phone about like GLP-1s and stuff.
Right.
And I will listen to her on the phone, and I look at her in awe because there is just no way that I could ever have that kind of patience to sit there and field 400 questions, you know?
You know, there are people that I wish I knew when they were younger. A lot of people in my family, like older people, I'd say, I would love to see him in high school or what he was like as a kid because he's a, you know, great guy now. But Mike, if I just have to think that when you were in high school, say you're a sophomore in high school and, you know, you're trying to get a date or you're hanging with your friends or everything, you weren't a guy that took the corded phone and would sit in a corner and talk to them for long periods of time?
God, no.
Because you're so
absolutely
good at talking now.
No, I didn't. I'd love to talk to people at a function, a party, or something
right.
like that.
And he'd get bored just talking to the operator to let her connect.
That's true. One long ring followed by two short.
BR549, if we can do that. I'll tell you what I do love, though. And this is, I think, a real tell.
Yeah.
I love baseball. Specifically, I love Little League baseball. I really do. And this
you
is how you know.
Call the coach on the telephone.
This is how you know you love baseball. My son has a hitting lesson yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It's at 4:00. I go to pick him up and take him out for a bite to eat before his hitting lesson.
Right.
And I find out from him that the rec league has their last game. It's the one. It comes down to one game. I'd like a best of three series for the championship that night. And I talked to Carla, calls me on the phone to discuss what we were going to do with the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to Carla, Frank's team is going against the Orioles tonight, and it's the champion. It's for the whole thing. I said, Michael and I are thinking about hanging and watching that game. I said, you should come down. And to my wonderful delight, she said, yeah, I think I'll do that.
Wow.
And Carla came down, and we plunked our chairs down, and we watched the entire Little League championship game because we got friends on all the teams and it was just, and I said, this has got to be a passion. I love it. Love it. Love it. This is what we did. And they were, I just enjoyed it. I love watching Little League baseball. I may, like when I get older and Michael's older, I might just, stop by a field if I see a game and watch a couple of innings and just...
And then get arrested because you're hanging out with kids that aren't yours.
You knew you weren't going to waste much time getting to there. But I think it's really, really cool. They're great.
Do you enjoy a game more when you don't have anything invested in it and you can just watch kids that are talented out there?
That's an interesting question. Enjoy would be... I'm definitely not as tense
right.
as when my kid is playing. So that way I enjoyed it. You know,
enough to do the old man side hustle.
What's the old man?
Little League games.
Boy, you know what?
That would be great.
You know, wow, what an old it is an old man job, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's really an old man job. You don't have to run around, and it's a great boy.
You can have your sunflower seeds.
Boy, oh boy.
I would say that's probably unprofessional.
They get some decent little returns, don't they?
They make $165,000 a year.
I think it's like $50 to $80 a game.
That's not bad. That's better than what you would get doing a PA announcer for the spring training Red Sox, probably. I am intrigued with that, and I don't know. That is really because there are guys that have done it for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of guys that are older than me that maybe they want to find. I just don't. I think maybe that would be a blast.
Are you allowed to do sunflower seeds, though?
Have you considered it, Josh?
I've considered it because I like Little League.
I love Little League, and I'd love to umpire. It would be fun.
I feel like coaching without a kid appears as creepy. But you can umpire and not have to.
Yeah, you've got a job. Yeah.
That is you have just planted a seed, and I might do that. I've umpired before. I way back in the day, I umpired for softball, I think. I know I umpired somewhere when I was really young. It was maybe a high school job that I had,
right?
A part-time high school job. So I will.
Would
check
you
that
ever
box.
Make purposely bad calls just for fun?
No, because that I've seen that online. I've seen when umpires do that. There was an umpire, a viral video of a coach getting ejected because this umpire had the smallest strike zone you would ever see in your life. And it was, boy, that is really, I am now. Josh will like suggest things occasionally and I'll just stop in my tracks.
Please don't leave the show.
No, it wouldn't affect the show at all.
I'd make more money than I make on the show.
What did you say? What?
I thought you were going to shut that option down so fast.
Did you really? But I mean, as I think, I would want to be removed a year or so from my kid playing. You know what I mean?
I thought you were going to say you wanted to be removed a year or so before you couldn't see.
It's just like I'm thinking right now I'm having trouble concentrating because I'm thinking, how would I call the strike?
You could be like Enrico Palazzo.
I was listening to the ump last night. Great old guy that has done many, many, many games for Michael's teams. And I love his strike call. It's just like, strike! But it's not fake. It's just a really, really good one. And then I've been there to younger guys that are umpiring that just like put their hands up, you know? Yeah. Like that.
Now, I know it's optional to say anything if they throw a ball, right? But you can call a ball. Is that true? Yeah. So would you have a ball call?
There are umpires that let you know. And ball, outside. Mm-hmm. And there are umpires that say nothing. And I cannot stand it. I would be vocal enough where I would like to go, strike, two and two.
Mike, if you start doing it, here is my promise to you. I will buy you the clicker. That you keep so you can keep track of the
balls
count.
And strikes.
Yeah, I will buy you that. A nice one.
I wonder what Carla would say. I mean, you know what? You've
that's planned. Nice, dear.
Yeah, are you're surprised at my reaction?
Yes.
I had driving into the neighborhood this morning after I dropped my kid off at the bus. I had the weirdly darkest, horrible thought. I'm almost hesitant to bring it up.
Well, it's okay to bring
it's
it
so
up.
So nasty. What was that?
That was a background noise here. I'm sorry about that.
Well, I heard a kid.
Yeah, you did, because I was finding a tape through you, and I accidentally had it queued up. I'm sorry about that.
Was that a tape that you played?
It was a tape that I'm going to play.
Not a little child in your house.
Not a little child in my home. I'm
right
sorry.
Right before I came into the...
See, that's the noise right there. Okay.
Yeah.
And it goes away now.
It sounds like it's in your house.
Yeah, sorry
about right that. Before I came in here, it almost sounded like the backyard. I heard a, Mom! And the dogs perk up and I perk up and Carla's off at her networking meeting and I am all alone. And you had two dogs and a grown adult sitting on the couch, all of us looking like this.
Heads crossed.
Was it here that we had the video of Jessica? And if you yell Jessica, the baby stops crying.
Exactly. Jessica's coming.
I've been doing that for weeks now to my dog.
How does it work?
I'll just yell in the other room, Jessica, are you coming out? Jessica, get out of here. And the dog just goes running, trying to find Jessica. It's been my favorite thing to do to him.
Yeah, if the dogs are distracting me at dinner, I'll go, who's that? Hello? You're here. Yeah, and they'll run. Yeah.
Who's that trying to be bad?
Yeah.
So this is the thought. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
And it's weird. And I hesitate to say it because I think if I say it, people are going to say, "Ooh, what's wrong with him?" Mm-hmm. I know I'm abnormal. I get it. All right, so I drive in, and it is early, early morning. My kid gets dropped off at the bus a little before 7 a.m. I'm sorry, 10 after 7.
Right.
And so I'm coming back to pick him up, and as I pull in, you come down that road right after you get in the gate. My community.
Yeah.
And I look over to the right and I see houses after houses after houses that are now empty. And, because people have gone north.
North.
They're snowbird houses, second homes.
Okay. And so they're not leaving permanently. They're just.
No. And I'm like, you know, look at that. Look at that. So many people suffering in the world right now. And there are these for months and months and months and months, these houses that will just lay empty, you know. And then my mind went to this. It went to, well, that would be, Would there be any kind of windfall if one was to go into those houses? And I said, no, probably not. You probably, if you broke into those houses, you couldn't find anything of real value. Maybe a TV set, right?
But, yeah, but TVs aren't even stealable. Yeah, they're $80
bucks. There would not be anything that was there. And I said, well, what
medications?
If it was... then I said, well, then, you know, what if there were vandals in the neighborhoods and you had, this is so weird, you had a way of simultaneously lighting them all on fire at the same time.
Oh, this got dark really quick.
It's not normal.
You really don't like these vacation homes.
Like, would it be like a
I don't like people that don't like children and don't live here full time.
Would it be like a string of fires, like a firecracker? Like it would be like one to the next?
In order to do it successfully, you'd have to have some sort of... And my mind did go here.
Yeah.
This is not normal. It was out of my mind, but I have to share it because it's so goddamn weird. And then I said to myself, well, in order to do it successfully, you'd have to have a simultaneous combustion in some sort of electronic way where you would press a button.
You'd have to hire a guy.
Igniting like 20 houses.
Yeah, and then, you'd have to
because otherwise, you know, you'd light one on fire, then you'd have to get out of Dodge.
Well, I thought that you'd be like the Wet Bandits. You just go house to house. Set this kitchen on fire, go next door, set the next kitchen on
no,
fire.
No, no, Mike would have to be elsewhere to prove the alibi. He'd have to be like at a community meeting when the houses went up. He said, I can't believe this is going on.
Doug Terrault said, could you imagine a parent or coach disagreeing with Mike's calls? How many Irish bag licks?
Oh, Mike, I actually have an AI version of how your first game is going to go as an umpire.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, okay. This generated this.
All right, very good. There it is.
Here he goes. He's thinking.
Strike?
That's Leslie Nielsen, right?
Yeah, this is one
That's
of my favorite
Leslie
scenes.
Nielsen with
and he eventually gets into that. A, hey, 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 hey.
And he does the dance.
The moonwalk,
yes. Like the cop in the, in the thing.
So
okay,
great.
I get it.
But for Mike,
I get jokes.
There's kids around. Which means the voices, which means Charlie,
oh, yeah.
The umpire.
Yeah.
Strike three.
Or the sneezing Donald Duck strike.
Strike.
Take your base.
I haven't done that in a while. It's been a while, you know.
Anyway, I don't think Donald Duck's a moving character anymore. I don't think he's hot.
No, probably not. No. It never really was. Not at the level of.
Well, you know,
other ones.
Because he was the most unpleasant Disney character. He was a pain in the ass, and he hated people, and he hated his nephews.
I will always say that the Disney characters, with all of their publicity and all of their notoriety, don't compare to the Warner Brothers characters.
100%.
Warner
that is
Brothers
so
characters,
true.
I absolutely adored, and the Disney characters, you know, what do you have? Ha ha! Hello, Mickey. Hello,
well,
Donald.
It was all about crap. Money. They wanted money. They didn't want the love.
Didn't,
and
they,
people
know.
That were making Warner Brothers cartoons, it's like this show. They were trying to make each other laugh.
And sanitized,
yes,
too.
Sanitized.
You know what's also sanitized? And I wanted to talk about this today. I know there's this podcast and... The best way I can phrase this is the death of late night with Stephen Colbert getting boot.
Mm-hmm.
And when did it become a thing for all these guys to get together and glad hand and
I
hug
it.
And
it
kiss
was,
each other? I think that
it was
sucks.
The writers. It was the writer's strike.
It was the writer's strike when they started that podcast,
yeah,
right?
When they started that podcast together.
It's just...
I hate it.
It's distasteful to me. Remember when late night was a thing and you had an undercurrent of real competition between Johnny and Merv and David Letterman and Jay Leno. And, you know, they were – and it would be a really big deal if one of them came on another one's show. And
huge.
Now they're all like – because they're all just watered down – versions of what talk show hosts should be.
Do you remember how shocking it was? I think it was a Super Bowl ad for Doritos or some snack like that.
When Letterman and Oprah were on together.
With Leno. mm-hmm. all three of them on the right. couch, and it was like, how can this be?
It was great. It was great because fantastic. It was so, and it was a one-off.
Yeah.
Instead of this, like, oh, hi, we all hug each other, and then we all come out and take a bow, and we all go on the podcast.
I loved that Dave, for years, when we were up there, he had it. He had a billboard in Times Square that said, proud to be number two. Because mm-hmm. he could never catch Leno because America's stupid. Yeah. And also, it turned when Leno had, Hugh Grant, to talk about the prostitution arrest. And then he was second all the way through. But are there anyone that, like, goes back to search Leno clips? No.
Well, I also think that with the political nature of late night, it's taken away from... what it used to be all about. I mean, and I don't blame the Jimmy Kimmels or the Stephen Colberts. They generated heat for themselves by doing this. Do you agree that they were in a way rewarded for taking the political stance? But certainly wasn't entertaining
What no one ever mentions is that the Colbert show was never very good.
It was never very funny.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Now, you've got Kimmel, and he's probably the best, but his show is not sizzling. It's comfy. It's nice. It's pleasant, but it's not sizzling enough to make you stay up late.
It has had its moments where it was fantastic. Mean tweets.
And oh, so good.
One of the greatest bits in late night. You got to give him credit for that. You know?
What I never understand is why John Oliver is part of this group. When he has like a one night a week show.
I agree.
Yeah, that's not even on one of the big three, right?
And it's got to be, I'll cop to it, it's got to be political.
Yeah,
it's got to be political with that. And I wonder sometimes whether all of these hosts with their, and by the way, I agree with them all politically. To a fault, I agree with them. But I also don't know
whether... You can't
agree
with Fallon because he's not old enough to vote yet.
Well, he also doesn't...
He's a MAGA guy.
He's the least... Is Fallon a MAGA guy?
No, I don't. He doesn't make an opinion about anything.
He doesn't. No. He just does, kids playing children's instruments.
I hate him.
But getting these guys all together and warm and fuzzy, that symbolizes to me the lack of competition. One of the things that makes sports great is that you're out there trying to beat the guy's brains out. Not that they're the enemy, but they are the adversary.
You mean in your heyday, you didn't just go hang out with Opie and Anthony?
They were on the same station.
Exactly.
Right. But before that, I was always very comfortable with other personalities and having passionate competition and wanting to beat their brains out.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it's helpful.
Relishing, my success and their lack of success. Sorry, that's the way it was. And now when it's all warm and fuzzy, hug each other, guys, because you're not generating anything that's compelling for the American people anymore. And I'm glad you all think you're this important that you're going to go kissy face on TV.
Do you think the reason that they are so kind to each other is they all realize they're on the Titanic and it's going down?
I think they might. I don't know what it is, but you're right. John Oliver is the... He's square peg in that. He's not doing the traditional late night show, right?
It's so funny. I was putting together our TMOS classic for Friday, which we put up every Friday, and you should listen to it because it's wonderful. But it was 5 years ago and you were bitching about John Oliver.
I've never been a fan.
It's so great.
I've never been a fan. I'm not a fan of Colbert. And by the way, these are guys all politically who I agree with.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm craving. I'm craving a day where, we would go back to having something.
It can't exist anymore, though.
We'll never have it again. We'll never have that kind of situation.
They're not writing to create late-night television. They're writing to create something that you click on YouTube the next day.
And when you talk about the audience and everybody in their own box now, and it's so fragmented, that's just never going to happen. And there's, by the way, when I talk like this, I should also point out that there's so much talent out there right now. It's everywhere. You can't turn something on. You can't look at a computer or your phone without getting some kind of chuckle. It's you know, some kind of laugh, whether it's a viral video or it's a stand-up doing some stand-up. My latest pick-to-click, Jordan Jensen. I think she's spectacularly funny. Really love watching it. She's
what is she like? She must be a part-time stand-up.
I played a clip of Jordan.
I know.
Jensen.
I'm kidding.
Do
I'm
you remember?
I do.
But it's really, you know, I only had animosity for other DJ bands. No, I was embarrassed by having a DJ band, to be perfectly honest.
But yours really wasn't.
I was embarrassed by my DJ bands, even though they were perfect. Musicianship was, I stand behind it, but a little embarrassing that I had one.
Mike, you were never so much of a DJ band that you said you would be opening for the Moody Blues. And in fact, what you would be doing is playing on a platform outside the arena near the beer cart.
Right.
That was what a DJ band does.
By the way, if you're in the Baltimore area, I think you can see Kirk McEwen's band Petticoat Junction playing all around the Baltimore area.
Do they
area.
Still play their hits?
I'm not sure what they do.
Because when they start plugging the new album, I leave. You know?
What's that, Josh? I'm sorry.
Go by Hammerjacks. You'll see them.
Hammerjacks. Yay. Yeah. So anyway, that's that. Death of Late Night. Sad, right?
Sad, right?
A band is probably the next step for those five guys.
But you know what? And this is to satisfy all my left-wing listeners that agree with me politically. No matter how bad they are all better, every single one of them, than that Mike TV, Greg Gutfeld animal. That unfunny dick. You know, like, just mean.
Like for years and years.
Yeah, I know you like him.
The world has always rewarded mediocrity. That's easy. You know, that's why Fallon is so great.
Let's all go to McDonald's. What were you going to say? I'll let you have the last word.
I don't like his late night show, but I think he does a good job on other things.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that. I agree with you. I think in his format, he's fine. You know, when he's doing that, the Five?
That's the show on Fox. He does a good job on The Five.
Yes, absolutely.
He is a great dancer.
I have to ask a question to our executive producer, Mr. Soroka. Do I do the Omaha here, or do I do it later in the show? What do we agree on?
According to the notes, you said it would be the last break.
Yeah. Last break. Okay, so we will be right back with news tidbits right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody. You know that we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now, they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies, three new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine, one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow, because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next-day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy. Ugh. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. I'm back. I know he gets great ratings, Rolando. God, I'm sick of that guy.
How are Orlando's
ratings? Thanks for listening, Rolando.
Well,
I appreciate it.
He does, because there's one show for that pocket, and there's five shows for your pocket.
There it is. Thank you. That was that's very, very
sensible.
You know, fair of you. I appreciate it. Play the thing for
the
news.
Yeah, we'll do the news now. We like to call it tidbits, Mike.
We start today with recess. You've probably heard stories about how American kids are lagging behind the education of kids in other countries.
Sure.
Now there's some new guidance out demanding American kids get more recess. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that recesses have been shrinking over the years. I believe that.
Yeah.
And that's worsening children's health. Physical activity is vital now that one in five American kids are dealing with obesity. One in five. Oh, my God. You see
is that
in
the same,
Little League.
Is that the same ratio for podcast hosts? I'm just curious.
DJs in general.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's like, let me see, six and five. six and five
DJs. So it's an improper fraction.
Recess also gives kids a chance to navigate relationships and build confidence, which is important for older kids and younger ones. But it isn't just exercise. The report says these breaks are essential for kids' academic success and mental, physical, social, and emotional growth.
What was the recess schedule like at American University?
We would go into class,
right.
Spend about 11 minutes going over the assignments of the day, and then out to the AU Tavern for mimosas.
As those 11 minutes, two of those minutes was getting the desks in a circle.
Yeah, just getting them in a circle and say, is everybody here? Then there was attendance, and then we had a three minutes of going over the material, and then off to recess.
Good for you.
Let's see, not exercise, mentally, yeah, well-being. Recess isn't just about seeing if you're picked first or last in kickball. New evidence shows that kids need pauses between periods of learning so the brain can hold and store the information. Where do you line up on that one? Do you think that's legit?
I do. I see a lot of kids that are driven too hard, especially when I watch my kids going through the elementary and especially the upper parts of education. Let them tune out for a minute. Give them a break. They don't have the option like a grown-up does.
Do you have this experience, and you're both dads? Let me ask this. Do you have the experience where first thing out of their mouths when you would pick them up or they would arrive home from school would be something recess-related? My kid will talk about, hey, we played football today, and I caught this pass more than I can tell you. It was you wouldn't get that? No?
No, okay. I don't.
All right, so I get that from my son all the time where he'll tell
the
story.
Recess?
Last year was a recess. He gets PE. He talks about PE more than anything else. I'm not sure whether it's recess related, but it sounds like it. But I think it's probably PE that he talks about.
Robert talked about gaming when he got home. Gaming.
Okay.
That was
right. There you
but
go.
That counts as a recess for him because it's using a different part of his brain. It's something he enjoys.
I'm not sure whether I would line up with the fact that recess is going to make them better students, but it might make them better people.
I agree.
That's what I would say on that particular count. Do you think that you have good street smarts? Do you too? Do you think you're street smart?
No.
Not at all?
So.
A BuzzFeed article is going viral because they got some great life-saving tips.
Cool.
From people who take pride in being careful. I have six of them that I will share with you.
Right.
You will now be entertained by six of these tips. I don't think they're in any particular order. Here's a person that says, when I travel, if someone gets too close, as if they might be a pickpocket, I talk very loudly. I may say something like, excuse me, can I have some space in a very loud voice?
I don't think that's going to be effective at all.
No. And that's someone who's being more judgmental.
Yeah,
and
Josh,
it's a pickpocket.
And remember, Josh talks loud all the time.
When Ubering. This is number two. Always verify the driver and vehicle, including the plate number. Ask them for their name and whether they know where you are going, paying attention to the route taken to get there. I don't do that.
I do, but that's just common sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to make sure you don't. And God, if you're in an airport and you don't verify it, you're going to end up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I look at the car. So that looks like a white SUV. And
you don't check the license plate?
I don't check that, but I just confirm the name in the car. So I'll look and I say, all right, white Toyota Corolla. Is this Jugdish? Okay, very good.
Yes, yeah, I ask them who they're picking up. So I ask them to say my name.
Who am I?
I demand them to say my name and what I do for a living.
If an armed robber, this is number three, if an armed robber confronts you, give them whatever they want. Don't be a hero. That makes sense. We've known that for years. That's a good way to get killed if you don't do that. But if someone tries to abduct you, fight for your life.
I agree.
It's happened to me multiple times because I'm so pretty.
Teach people that.
Were kidnapped for 2 weeks when you tried to get your permit to broadcast, weren't you?
Yeah, and I'm and I'll tell you, I'm still drinking cranberry juice and my butt is still bleeding.
That's a joke for people that have been listening a long time.
Once you are in a vehicle, your chances of survival plummet.
Yeah.
So fight, especially if you're out in a, near a public area.
And if Carrie's driving that vehicle, forget it.
Number four, for the love of all that's sane, do not buy a phone cover that can also hold your money, credit cards, and ID. This has to be the worst thing ever invented. You lose everything in one fell swoop.
Thank God we've never sold anything like that.
No, that is stupid advice. Because that's the same advice as don't buy a purse and put everything in it.
And Josh has always had a purse, regardless of the advice.
Do you wear a fanny pack?
I have a fanny pack.
I just wanted to double check.
I couldn't wear mine until I bought the extender.
Yeah. I get it. If you separate, especially I only speak from a guy's perspective.
Yeah.
Phone and wallet separate. I think that's a good idea. Right.
There's not enough room to carry things in a phone.
My wallet never leaves the car. It's just in there.
You mean you don't, like, if you're going into a convenience store, you don't take it with you?
No, only if I'm going into a restaurant where I know I'll have to hand over a card. Generally, I pay with my phone now.
You know what? That's not bad. That's a pretty good idea.
No, it's stupid to leave your wallet in a car.
Number five, when you're traveling, act like you're a resident of that city. Dress the way they dress. Map out your walking. I've always thought that. I know you laugh, but I think that's, I mean, if you're in a city.
You got the green tuxedo for when you went to Ireland?
It's a Dumb and Dumber tuxedo, but it's bright emerald green. Sword fighting. No, but I get it. I get it because you want to blend in. So
yeah, you don't
want to
stick out.
Right. That makes
sense.
Right.
And you number won't look six, like a tourist in Cozumel.
I won't. I will not. Yes, I will.
Yeah.
After a very good chance, I'll stay on the boat.
No, Mike is going to wear a Huck Finn hat. He'll look good.
After parking your car in your garage, make sure the garage door closes all the way before going inside. I don't think much about that down here. It's easy for someone to trip the sensor and open the door back up without you knowing. There's the sensor right now.
No, it's not the sensor. It's a super chat.
David Tope, 9595. Thank you. It's a satchel. Oh,
BS.
As opposed to a purse. Thank you. Hey, he was a $10 super chat.
Okay, for
we
that, it's a satchel.
That. Thank you very much, David. We appreciate that. Yeah, so close the garage door because you don't want some monster to come in.
Yeah, I like the person that they're worried about is leaving the garage half open, like a four-foot slot there.
No. If the garage is coming down, you can stick your foot in there and it'll go back up. That's what they
can
do.
Yeah.
So you can hide in the bushes, Rob, and then they can come into your garage and rape you.
Oh, God, I wish.
Oh, stop it. God almighty. Let's move on. Ashley Judd. I'm a fan. I've liked a lot of her movies.
What about her mom? They're the same Judds, aren't they? The Judd family?
Well, the mom Winona? Suicide, right?
Then I'm referring to her sister, I guess. Forgive
Ashley
me.
Ashley Judd, and then there's Winona Judd.
Winona Judd, yeah.
And then there's Naomi Judd, who I believe committed suicide,
yeah,
right? Is Naomi Judd the mom of Ashley?
Naomi is the mother.
Of both Winona and Ashley.
Ashley.
Okay. Let's see. Well, she had an interesting idea for her 58th birthday last month. She threw herself a 12th birthday party. Ashley posted a carousel of pictures and video showing her how her inner 12-year-old celebrated, singing, square dancing, reading affirmations, and lip-syncing Hall & Oates into a hairbrush. That was 1979, back in the day. Interestingly, Ashley doesn't remember any of her childhood birthdays, but she vividly remembers that time in her life, and she saw this party as a chance to reclaim what was missing back then. There were, I think for a long time, show kids, right?
Yeah.
They were show kids. Here's her quote. At home, there was no parent or adult supporting, nurturing, guiding, and reinforcing my learning, delighting in it, or protecting that little girl. So there's that.
Everyone's allowed to have their birthday. I think it's a stupid idea, but I mean, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you live the same life. You wouldn't throw yourself a 12th birthday party.
No, I never had any parents either.
You were a latchkey kid.
I was the latchkey kid, yeah.
The television was your friend.
Mm-hmm. It was the best day. The best days were when I could get Channel 45 if the weather was just right, and I could watch different sitcoms.
There it is. Congratulations. Netflix. Oh, Netflix jumping the shark, in my humble opinion. I just don't think it's I think it's heading in a direction away from being the big behemoth it's been for a long time.
It's been a long time since I've clicked with anything to watch. Although the Martin Short documentary is great. If you cancel Netflix, watch the Martin Short
documentary. Netflix held its upfront presentation yesterday, and the big news was probably the announcement of Grown Ups 3. Yes, Adam Sandler will be back with Grown Ups 3.
License to print money.
Gee, I hope it's got Rob Schneider in it.
You'll get your wish.
Netflix also announced a reality show about Nick Cannon.
Wow.
With all of his kids.
So we won't get the sanitized Nick Cannon that we get on television. This is the real thing.
His life as the father of 12 mm-hmm. by six different moms. Mm-hmm. It's coming next winter. The synopsis.
Are they
like
all in
that?
One house?
Would you? I have no idea, but I'll give you the synopsis.
And they're all dwarves, right?
It says from million-dollar meetings to midnight diaper runs, think Kardashian-level glom meets relatable, messy, modern parenting.
He That's doesn't great. Do midnight diaper runs.
Yeah.
Not with six moms.
And
maybe they're for the moms.
But if you want more, because Netflix is just doing such a great job of intriguing me, there's a new Will Ferrell golf comedy.
I'm so glad you brought it up because I have the trailer.
The Hawk.
And it is everything that was funny 10 years ago. This is Caddyshack again. This is Will Ferrell being Will Ferrell again. This
All right, I'm every a golfer. Joke. I'm the golfer of the group. I will determine whether this is something I might look at.
It is old Will Ferrell, which intrigues me.
Okay, yeah, let's take a peek.
It's sad is what it is.
We cannot know what the universe holds in store for us. Its designs are mysterious. In golf, there is a saying.
Oh, okay, right away.
Play it as it lies.
Mama, I'm back.
Pause it. Pause it. Okay, he can't do it.
No.
He can't do it without the pants and the hair.
Right.
And it's okay, I'll continue with it, but it's okay.
Not back.
It's back.
Lonnie Hawkins.
What if he got back on the PGA Tour?
It's back.
Get ready. Get ready. That's it.
Did I stutter?
Oh, Wilson. Who wants some Lonnie juice here, huh? A little fire in the hole.
That was loose.
It's water.
There is nothing in God's bag of miracles that could get you back on top.
Ex-wife, you got a boner.
God, she does that to me.
Sir, okay. You have a boner.
Just like in Anchorman. And didn't we have the show not long ago with, not Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson, that's the same plot?
Yeah.
Except it had heart.
Yeah.
And this is leaning more towards Happy Gilmore.
I can't go any further.
I would like to take the master tapes of that and burn it in one of Mike's neighbor's houses.
Do you have to go to urgent care, Rob? Do you have to go to urgent
Mike,
care?
I'm good, Mike. I've only been medicated for 24 hours, but feeling better.
My God.
And that's your SNL host this week.
Have you ever scooped yourself some ice cream on a hot day and then been interrupted by a call that will surely go on long enough to melt the whole bowl? Technology is coming to the rescue. Halo Top Ice Cream. A very good product, in my humble opinion.
Yes.
Developed a special spoon which will automatically switch your phone to silent mode while you eat. God,
what was the statistic about fat kids?
I'm not sure. Basically, you do some minor setup through your phone.
Answer the phone.
You press a button and put your phone on silent while you're doing it. However,
I thought you were going to introduce something that kept the ice cream frozen. That'd
be
impressive.
Too.
But I also, we've all had that moment where we sit down after a long day and we're chilling and we're having ourselves a little snack and it's a little me time and phone.
Yeah.
Hi, Carl.
I've got a phone. I've got a spoon, Mike, that when I eat ice cream, it automatically puts on the Bang Brothers.
Gross. Yes, Rob's a big eater while he watches his porn.
I like to combine my loves.
They're calling this product the Silent a la Mode Spoon.
I bet Will Ferrell loves it.
It'll be available starting. This is just this news. I'm giving you a big bag of okay. I really am. I'm so sorry.
Mike, you can only do what the world gives you.
Oh, they want you to know that because of the built-in tech, it's not dishwasher safe.
Dang!
Thank you, everybody. All right, I alert you, a three-joke kicker coming your way
right now,
ladies and gentlemen. In Florida, a 29-year-old man on a motorcycle named Dalton Hubbard was arrested after leading police on a high-speed chase earlier this month. He was clocked, ladies and gentlemen, at 120 miles per hour.
Too much.
The strange part is that he was dressed as a bunny when this was all going on. It wasn't a full body suit, but it was an elaborate helmet which featured giant plushy ears, blue eyes, and a pink nose.
Nice.
There was a hole where the mouth would have been to look through. He's facing charges of reckless driving, felony fleeing, and eluding law enforcement, speeding more than 50 miles per hour over the speed limit, and having a weapon during the commission of a felony.
No.
The weapon was a really sharp carrot. I'm sorry. No. He had to be really, I would imagine he was probably hopped up on something. He told cops the motorcycle was running rough and that he was just trying to work out the bugs.
What's up, Doc?
They all sucked. Yes, they did. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break and come back with something, because we always do.
We
hope
always
you're
do.
Listening. Thank you very much, and thanks for the super chat. We'll be right
Here's back. A quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses, so when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
One of the commenters, Daniel Thurber, writes, I have this feeling that if you put Rob in the ring with Mike and Josh, he would win somehow.
No.
I don't disagree with that. Let me tell you why. There was a time in my and Rob's history, and as people know, I pick on Rob a lot more than he picks on me. And there was a time that we were both invited to go to a Washington Capitals hockey game
in the NHL
and have a little puck competition. And I was absolute cocky McCocky. I'm like, there's not a chance. There's not a chance. And Rob and I went to center ice. Was it a long distance?
How they put a piece of plywood on the goal that had a very small hole in the bottom, and you had to get the. It wasn't just getting it in the goal; it was getting through the hole in front of the goal.
And you got credit for if you hit the board itself, if you were on net. And Rob put his on net. And I missed all three of my shots and was heartily embarrassed.
I remember that you were not pleased that you were beaten by someone in a pilgrim outfit.
Oh, that's right. You were wearing a pilgrim outfit.
Yeah. A coworker made me do that.
I forgot.
It was going to be a real Mike and Rob appearance where we just came out and waved. But no, the pilgrim outfit was there.
Did I have culpability on that, too, that I suggested
once
that
it was
well.
Brought up, you were 100% in, but you didn't bring it up.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And you know, things are better now. I was just thinking that my grandfather went to his grave without ever having seen a Grown Ups movie. And in our life, we're going to get three of them.
Isn't that exciting?
It is. Thank you, Adam Sandler.
That's really fantastic.
I don't think I wore the hat, though.
We have big news, ladies and gentlemen, with the spy report of Leesburg.
Yes.
And I want to find out your Laurel, Maryland information.
Okay,
too,
let's lead with Laurel.
Okay.
Mike, you know, we were talking 2 weeks ago about how the Kentucky Derby sort of went under the radar.
Yeah, nobody
we did
seemed
not
to
really,
talk about it.
We didn't
weird.
Really follow it. And it was really surprising to me that, you know, well, not surprising that we're coming up on the Preakness, which I think we all agree is the worst jewel of the Triple Crown, wouldn't you say?
I think the Preakness for people that are in the Baltimore, Washington area is more of a thing. You know, I just remember it was
an all-day party
drink-a-thon. Well, yeah, it's an all-day drink-a-thon.
Well, also, but as far in the world of racing, it sucks because all it really does is ruin the chance of a Triple Crown winner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. It's always that, and they don't have the traditions, and it's always
In the back of my mind, I want to say that. What's that, Josh? I'm sorry.
They've got their own traditions.
Yeah, throwing up in the alleyway is one of them.
Running on the porta potties.
Didn't the Derby winner bag the Preakness?
I believe you are right. Yeah. So this is.
I think it's the second year in a row.
So this is really no good. This is not a good year for the Preakness. And also, Mike, don't you know that they always run at Pimlico, right? Great horses at Pimlico. But Pimlico is going under a tremendous remodeling and cannot host the race this year. Most of Pimlico is currently torn down. So just as a sidelight, you've lived in Laurel, Maryland, haven't you?
I lived at the fabulous Willow Lake Apartments.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. Did that have proximity to the Laurel Raceway?
Yeah. There were two. There was the Laurel Raceway Thoroughbred track, and there was also Free State Raceway, which was the Trotters.
Exactly.
So there were two horse racing meccas in the town of Laurel.
Which was great.
Dog racing, I don't remember from Laurel.
I don't think we have dog racing around up here. I don't think so.
But I do remember, I really would consider Laurel, Maryland to be a trailblazer in suburban crime.
Also, when a small town has two racetracks,
right,
it really benefits the consumer.
I remember the owner of Laurel Racetrack.
Well, because you did spots, right?
I did commercials back in the day where you had to put them on a cassette tape, bring them out to Mr. DeFrancis. And play them for him, and he was a bigger-than-life kind of character.
I've never asked, demanding. Can you mimic Mr. DeFrancis' voice?
I have no idea what he sounded like.
Oh,
I know that
it.
he was a bigger-than-life kind of guy. He was like a mogul, and he was very, very demanding, which would mean in some cases I would make two trips from my home near Annapolis, Maryland, all the way out to Laurel to play the cassette, make a small change, and then go back. That's before we were able to do this kind
murder.
Of stuff.
Murder. Absolute murder.
Right. He did not want me to play the cassette over the phone. That's what it was. And I remember that because I could say, oh, what do you think of this? And then you could make changes. No, I had to go out there and play it on a
cassette. It's a power play. It's like sending your kids to meet someone at an airport.
But it was a big client, and they paid well, and they paid fast. And so I did that one. This is back when I had I've got a trivia question for you. When I had my own production company, would you like to try to guess the name of it?
Oh, man, I'll know it when you say it. Was it? It had some geographic reference.
It was Chesapeake something.
That's good.
Chesapeake?
What's that?
Chesapeake.
How the hell did you pull that?
Good boy, Josh.
Chesapeake Recordings. How did you pull that? You
it's
know
really
what?
Great.
Sometimes he really scares me. Sometimes
he
scares
knows
me.
The show. He does.
He's got a savant, but he's not an idiot. That's just very, very...
And Josh, I agree. You are not an idiot.
Not an idiot.
Chesapeake Recordings.
But Mike, Laurel has really got an extra scoop of ice cream in their float today because Laurel is hosting the Preakness.
Preakness Week in Maryland, one of the state's big traditions. But this year, things are a little bit different.
He's been there a while.
I was going to say, obviously, Channel 7 sending the key talent out there.
You can smell the manure, can't you?
Yeah, you really can. Yeah, but that's just him.
In Laurel, at Laurel Park Racetrack right now, in the stakes barn, and you can see some of the horses that will be running in the middle jewel, as they call it, of the Triple Crown, are starting to gather in here in the stakes barn. Pimlico in Baltimore, the traditional home, is undergoing renovation.
He's doing his own camera work, right?
Torn down.
Gotta be.
Oh, is he?
So he's holding his phone.
They're
hosting the race
here
at Laurel Park. So preparations are underway. They're getting the track ready. The horses are starting to gather.
Look at all the excitement.
And they're getting set up for what will be a much smaller than normal Preakness. The Preakness in Baltimore, famous for its infield scene, concerts, huge crowds. They can't have that here because the infield at Laurel Park is actually a pond. They can't have people gather. It's a flood control setting. So we're taking a look at the preparations. We're going to have much more on our website, wjla.com, as well.
Channel 7.
7 News.
Right?
Cody, thank you.
Now, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go out to race this year because, you know, there's only a pond. I don't want to get in that pond.
Channel 7, everybody. What about your backyard? There's a spy report for you, right? We can do some spy reports.
Spy report. So many good things going on in Leesburg. And these are all your home. These are real things posted by real people on the Real Next Door website. And I think the thing that always troubles me is that people are putting their name and hometown and putting this on the internet. First one. Mike, I pulled this for you. Remember yesterday you were talking about bath fitters?
Bath fitters essentially gluing a shower into the hole where your tub is.
Now, this is a sponsored ad. Someone paid for this ad, but it's set up like a real post, and it reads, okay. Hey, Potomac Crossing. That's my neighborhood. Uh-huh. My local handyman gave me life-changing advice. He says that he's seen every brand under the sun and was over to recaulk my old tub. He told me, look, I can recaulk this, but I'll be back again in 6 months to fix something else. Your tub is past it. What you need is a zero-grout walk-in shower.
That's what they are. It's a mold.
Yeah, it is. But, yeah. I mean, this is exactly what you said yesterday, yes. And they're fooling us. They're fooling us.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of wildlife out here, Mike. We're further from the city.
I would love to know, like, when they put that when they glue that into your house,
yes.
I'd love to know what it costs to make the mold. Because it's a one-piece thing. That's why they advertise how quick and easy it is, because they just bring it upstairs,
yeah.
And it's lightweight plastic, and they glue it into the room.
They've got the molds already for, like, yeah. The top five contractor-grade bathtubs.
I think it's like four or five pieces as a puzzle. And they just glue them all together. Because you
can't
fit the whole...
You're in that biz, right?
Well, and you can't carry the whole thing through doorways and hallways and everything. So you have to take each side up.
Have you ever, in your smart home career, have you ever involved yourself with electronics in the bathroom area?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes.
Okay.
Televisions, like speakers.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Very, very cool. Anything in the shower itself? Cameras? No. Cameras.
Look at you.
Anybody ever greet you in a robe?
Hello, I own a circus.
I think I told you once how I had to go through a bathroom to go to an attic, and the door was not opening, and the homeowner said, no one's here. It just sticks. And I go up, I push it, I go, I'm pretty sure it's locked. She goes,
the rock band was in the bathroom?
She said, you got to just push it really hard. So I put my shoulder into it, bust the door open, and there's an old man asleep in the bathtub.
Asleep?
I go downstairs, he's sound asleep. He's got the rag covering his eyes and nothing else.
And he's naked?
And yeah, he's in the bathtub.
Wow.
And I pull the door shut, I go downstairs and say, there's a guy in your bathtub. Oh, I forgot my dad was visiting.
Yeah. Did the thing, their installation, did it involve an EKG?
Yeah.
For the bathroom?
Saggy Ball says what?
Oh, Mike, that's not appropriate.
Sorry about that.
Robert D'Amico.
Mm-hmm.
Robert D'Amico from Wright Farm writes, anyone missing a peacock? Been seen in my yard this week off Piggott Bottom Road.
They're noisy. I know.
Yeah,
that.
They are.
They're really, really like obnoxiously noisy.
So but don't you keep track of your peacocks, don't you?
I keep them in the garage, and I make sure when I bring them home that I always close the garage so nobody can attack the peacocks.
Mike,
stupid show.
This pair of updates are sad, right?
Yes, right.
Okay, Yeri Bond from Exeter writes, hi, everybody. I'm graduating from George Mason College of Humanities, ceremony 516. I have 3 extra tickets if anyone needs them. That means she doesn't have enough family to use her tickets.
That's sad.
That is really sad.
But that's an in-demand ticket, right?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, we had a hard time getting into. Yeah.
Do you remember when they would have their graduations and it would be it would freeze traffic in that area? It was horrible.
Shut the whole area down.
Okay, I hope she has some takers for that, and I hope you root for her.
You know what else is having trouble
through that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, horrible.
Depends on the commencement speaker. Jen B. from Belmont Ridge writes, help! With 2 exclamation points. My son is graduating from Northern Virginia Community College and didn't order his cap and gown in time.
Of course he did.
Now, this is surprising to me because normally the cream of the crop go to Northern Virginia Community yeah,
someone
College.
Someone who sweats the details.
Someone who sweats the details in 13th grade. I'm hoping someone has one I can borrow. Yuck!
That is, well, I mean, that's your whole community college vibe right there. There won't be a lot of traffic at that graduation.
Yeah, he needs a size large.
Mm-hmm, yeah, big, so, oversized head.
Well, just borrow one from someone in like the S's and the T's last name.
Oh, you so can rotate. You yeah.
yeah, and just then you circulate pass it, down. It around.
Great all right, idea. I'm all done. Here you go, Phil. Phil?
Phil?
Right. Got time for one more, Rob.
Give me two because one's okay, real short.
I'll give you two.
Okay. Arlene Novello in Potomac Green writes, do not call Len the plumber. Overpriced. No return call when you talk to a manager about the bill.
Wow.
Don't call. This is a mad lady.
Yes, very
she has one. But now, Mike, we have to go deep in the psychosis of someone that would really use this service. And it's the letter I have at the bottom. Hold on. I've got to grab it. I've got the, okay. This is from, and again, post his name, Garrett Somson, who lives at Leesburg Country Club, which is, I don't think he actually lives at the golf course. I think it's a neighborhood. He says, will someone please contact Nikki Campbell, my wife slash ex-wife? And ask her if she will marry me again.
Oh, wow.
Mary is spelled M-A-R-Y.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If the photos
he teaches at the community college.
I bet he has his gown.
Confused with the wife, ex-wife, what yeah. it is now.
Mike, this is really sad.
It sounds
sad. I've seen photos of her online. If the photos are real, she done her hair like my first mom's hair, too. And I also seriously really kind of looks like my mom and sister, too. Just like the Freud guy says. So, yeah, I need to know for sure because my mom said no to that forever ago. I still remember it, too. And also, if you cut to the end, he says, all right, I'm going to text my dad, my biological dad, to say happy birthday. Because, yeah, him, really glad I couldn't get it together and had their experience to keep. Imagining myself on other relationships.
God, he can't no. write.
No, but the fact is he's obviously got issues. But
who's the lady? Who's the lady?
The lady is his ex-wife.
What's her name?
Nikki with two E's.
Nikki, I'll help here. Nikki, why don't you remarry the guy that was dropped on his head? All right.
Thank he moved you. To another state.
Thank
yeah,
you.
And marry him in a graduation gown.
That'll be very fun. We got more coming up. We're going to talk food because we love food right here on the yes. Michael Mara Show. Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody. Well, children, gather round. The weather is getting warmer, and that means that the bugs are coming. Critter City, sweetheart. Now, I'm known as a do-it-yourselfer, so I do not pay top dollar for a crooked pest control company to kill my bugs and my wallet. I use Pesty. Aha, Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. And with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. $35, you'll get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these glorious instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncles stay alive. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to Pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty, it's the bestie. I'm watching my feed last night, and there, right after I got done watching the unboxing $50,000 Rolex box by the guy that could barely form a sentence, and he's got all sorts
how
of
is Rolex's,
YouTube.
How is what? Rolex's packaging when they ship a watch?
Well, he calls it a Rolex box, but it is a watch store that puts a $50,000 mystery box together, and the stuff that's in the mystery box, pretty good. It's the guy's description. If he said super Oh, this is super cool. This is super cool. It was just, it was maddening, but I was fascinated by the content because I'm a watch guy. I wanted to see what kind of watches he got. And he got Rolexes and he got some interesting watches, but it was just terrible. Then on the same vein, there's
can I make one guess?
Go ahead.
Did you watch this video about watches on TikTok?
I think I watched it on YouTube. I think it was probably YouTube or Facebook. That's where I don't do the TikTok on a regular basis. I like a little more substance, Rob.
I understand. TikTok offers me dancing, so it's good.
So the other one was last night, and it got me thinking. And this one was a guy. I think his one trick that he does on his videos is that he goes to buffet restaurants. He gives you the cost of the buffet restaurant.
I can do that trick.
And then once he gives you the cost of the buffet restaurant, he goes in and he tries to calculate that he's getting the full value or even more out of the buffet. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I do.
Like he's adding up the plates.
Yeah, he adds up the plates.
Does
what
he
it would
weigh
cost.
The food at all, or does
no,
he just
but
go
he,
by
he estimates, like, for example, at one point he puts some rice and some General Cho's chicken down on the plate.
Sure,
he checks, and he checks the price of the buffet and compares it to what that would cost in a regular Chinese restaurant. And it's a little tedious.
Right.
And so I skipped ahead because the tease on it was that he was going to go to a Florida buffet at one of the probably the most elite hotels in South Florida, a place called The Breakers. And The Breakers offers a brunch in their hotel, a Sunday buffet brunch for $195 per person. And he goes in, and one of the things they have stone crab.
Okay.
They have Maine lobster tails. They have prime rib. And those are like your big, and they have
all
caviar.
All the stuff you want for brunch.
Well, it's just, I think it's insane, no matter what it is, what you would have. And it, but it made me think of, as far as going out or even buying in a store, at a grocery store, the biggest food ripoff. Now, I believe right now the one that's squarely in my sights is the fact that when I go and I see some prices for beef, I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
There's just no way I would do that because it's such an incredible ripoff, and that's why I wrote it down today. I said, what do you think? In your opinion, what is the biggest food ripoff
exists? I concur with beef. We did steaks for Mother's Day, and I was literally worried.
Hey, where'd they come from?
No,
go ahead.
A cow.
Yeah, fine. Thank you.
In your face, Mike.
In your face, Costco.
I was genuinely worried. I've not ever really had a grill disaster, but I sat and stared at them because I thought, if I ruin one of these steaks,
it's going to cost you $60.
That's $60, right? Yeah. And and Robert had like a little piece that might have been gristly, might have been okay, and he was going to give it to the dog. I said, be very careful. That hunk of meat costs $1.30.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah. So that you would agree that
I would agree.
Is,
but yeah. As far as being overpriced, and I've looked at it because of the time I spent in Miami and what it's famous for, stone crab can't be worth what they charge for
it. Not ever, and it's been that way since I can remember. It's always been.
Have you
that
ever
way.
Had it?
I've had stone crab.
It's just like big portions of crab meat, right?
It's crab meat that's not as good as like a Maine lobster or, really good shrimp from the Gulf. I'm not a big fan of stone
what
crab.
What from the Gulf, Mike?
Shrimp for the. Oh, here we go.
Saw three shrimp in the water.
Shrimp.
That was way too fast for you to get that bat up.
Shrimp.
Still on the board.
He does it. When he nails it, he's got it ready. It works for me. It really does. Josh, is there any particular roadblock you have to your food consumption?
Yeah, at the grocery store, cereal. I don't understand why the boxes of cereal have gotten smaller. And they're like $6 a box now.
And they've also said they've stopped couponing them.
And it really is. Let's be honest. All right. From a health standpoint.
Yeah.
It really is bad for you.
Oh, it's crap. It's part of a balanced breakfast.
I took a stray from my normal Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I bought Fruit Loops this week, and they're horrible.
No wonder you've been sick for 14 months. There you go. Sorry,
Mike,
pal.
I'm still in mourning.
Have fun at urgent care. What are you doing with your diet, Mr. Spiewak?
I don't understand. I'm having trouble breathing.
I don't think the Fruit Loops have much to do with your
diet. I'm having trouble breathing. The Fruit Loops. The Fruit Loops.
There's no infection in the Fruit Loops. You know what? Same. And I have full use of all my limbs. Never had surgery. Oh, don't have a.
Is that directed at my hip replacements?
Not at all. I just wanted to let everyone to know that I don't have a gimp arm.
I understand. It's a proximal bicep tendon, Rob.
Sure. Okay. Okay. I wasn't directing that towards you. I'm just telling people about what I've got.
I had Frosted Flakes last night when I came home. Yes. Biggest mistake I could have made. Really big ass, stupid, fat ass bowl of Frosted Flakes, and it's garbage. It's literally putting garbage in your body, in my humble opinion.
Grocery store produce is also outrageously expensive. You buy strawberries, you buy grapes or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's way squash. If you want just some yellow squash, it's like $2 a pound.
Well,
squash
it's all crazy, but I think beef is the winner. Grouper. Don't get a grouper sandwich. Get a regular like mahi sandwich or a snapper or something that's not as expensive as grouper.
Didn't we have a story that most grouper sandwiches aren't grouper anyway?
Yeah, they probably aren't. They say it's grouper, but it's not. It's just a whitefish. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. We are running out of time. We're going to get some of your video on, so let me get to this right now. Omaha Steaks, ladies and gentlemen, we just talked about beef.
This is the solution, because these are not overpriced.
I'm an idiot. I'm always up for a great burger, and honestly, does it get any better than a perfectly cooked steak burger? That's exactly what you get with the Omaha Steak. Rob, if you did what I just did, I would be yelling at you. That's exactly what you get with the Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack. Good planning, Mike. For just $99.99.
Notify the traffic department.
You'll score 20 premium steak burgers, 4 each of filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. These aren't your average grocery store burgers. As soon as you taste them, I am not kidding you, you are going to realize how much better they are. They are thick. They are juicy. They are 6-ounce burgers, exactly what your grill needs. You'll also get a free Wagyu smash burger times 8. That's right, 8 free Wagyu smash burgers.
Whoa!
Whether you're grilling for a cookout or throwing together an easy family dinner, no fillers, no shortcuts. Now, yesterday on the show, Josh was talking about the fact that you can throw them in the air fryer. Can you give me those times again when you cook them in the air fryer?
I believe it was 375 for 10 minutes. I did it again last night for dinner.
One flip, right?
So it's at the five-minute mark, you flip them over.
Oh, my God. You don't have to flip them. That's great.
No, you said that you did flip them. I thought you did flip them. You don't have to flip them at all?
I don't know. Kelly made them.
It's noisier if you flip them.
Ready for grilling season? The mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, plus 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers. That's 28 burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com. And as a bonus, use promo code Mike to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code Mike. Let me hear you. M-I-K-E. Flip over the burger. Yeah. I think it's 10 minutes. 375.
Yes.
You flip them at the 5-minute mark. I'm pretty sure.
That's what Kelly did. Yeah.
I'm going to try that today. That's very, very exciting. Let's play the videos.
Okay, good.
Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Are you feeling current or are you feeling vintage today? They're both equally entertaining.
I'm feeling current today. I want current. I like the now. Live in the now, man.
You know, she's great. I would call her the patron saint of this show. A wonderful entertainer. And she's getting married, but they haven't set a date yet. So they asked her, what is going to be great about her wedding?
Unique. Well, we're going to have dogs there. And I have 2 grand dogs, Watson and Belle. So they may be the ring bearers or something like that. But we have to have our animals in there. We've got longhorns and donkeys, horses, and everything there at the place, cats. And we just, we have a lot of fun with it.
I wonder which nose she'll bring to her wedding.
Reba McIntyre.
And I want to remind you, Mike, don't miss a brand new Happy's Place. Happy's Place airs new episodes on Friday nights at 8 on NBC. The show is available to stream the next day on Peacock. NBC, let's all be there.
I'm thinking that was borderline current. I know she's alive now, but it aired yesterday. I've been around for a while, the long and the 2-3, but thank you.
Okay, let's go to this. 2 more tapes, quick ones. Have you ever felt that you're trapped in your home?
Oh, my God. Not like you, but yeah.
Well, I'm many, not trapped. Mine is by choice. I mean, but trapped because of outside things.
Yeah.
Carrie leaves sometimes. All the doors open, and he still doesn't leave.
She does. She leaves all the doors open. And besides, I have my Robbie door that's cut into the door.
Yep. All fours, Rob coming and going in the backyard.
But if you go to Laredo, Texas, watch out, Mike. For bees!
Ooh.
Meanwhile, here at home, a Laredo family says they feel trapped inside their own home after dealing with what they describe as constant bee attacks. Marina Flores, who lives in the Indian Sunset neighborhood near Mines Road, says a beehive in the nearby
Okay, quick
creek.
Question.
Did it kill the dog?
It did not kill the dog, but my question is, why do they have to blur out the dog's face? Not the whole dog, just his face.
Look at that. They pixelated the dog's face.
I don't get it. I don't know.
Well,
I'm so
but the dog was not killed, right?
No.
For her family. Flores claims the bees have attacked family members and neighbors, killed some of their pets, and even caused a strong reaction in one of her children. Our crew went to her home where we spoke with Flores by phone outside the residence.
They pixelated.
I know. I don't get it. But the lady they show.
Her family
is it too gross?
Yeah.
Is the dog's face too gross to show on TV?
This is, Mike, this is great because the traffic has led the news people to the home, but the lady can't come out to do the interview because of the bees.
So that's a long shot, and
yeah.
She's not
coming. I'm coming. It's just that they're swarming around.
Why is the doorbell
here.
So far away?
They're all over the place, and they won't let me go
bees
out.
Bees moved it.
They won't let us go out. We go run our errands, and then we rush back inside. We're all stuck indoors putting away the groceries. And no,
oh, there's a bee. I saw a bee. Get it.
Yeah.
They attack us. All I want is for them to clean out the creek.
Saw the bee.
I believe what happened is the dog did not sign a release form.
No, I think it's gross face. The dog was just so disfigured
then
by
Laredo
the bees.
Laredo needs to get their S together because people want to see the gross face. That's what they want. That's what keeps people tuning in.
Call a company that takes care of that?
Yeah. And they make videos,
if
too.
If you don't do
They're
it yourself.
Fantastic. Yeah. I like, just bring the smoke, that smoke
the
machine
smoke
that calms
thing.
Them down. Come
Mike,
on, lady.
That's the Pope. You're mixed up.
Dominic them sing.
With his, and I still remember this
Come on,
joke.
We got to move. We got to move. Come on.
The smoking pocketbook. Mike, I know you give me grief about wearing my Birkenstocks. Let's close with this lady who has a similar problem.
Okay.
Can men please stop wearing flip-flops? It's really gross.
It is.
That has 380,000 views.
Thank you, and rightly so. Fantastic. Hey, everybody, we're going to be taping a bonus show this afternoon at 4 p.m. Don't forget, if you're a subscriber, that's the time. We'd love to see you there. Join us. It's always a very strange, odd, abnormal energy. More than our normal strange, odd, abnormal energy.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense to you. But we'll do that. We'd love to see you there. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying have a wonderful, safe weekend. And we will be back on Monday with another free show for you. Hopefully, we don't run out of money. Anyway, for Josh and Rob and me, thank you. Bye-bye. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You can't keep getting away with this!
I'll commandeer
you this can't keep getting
money.
Away with this!
By order! Of the Peaky Blinders.
I pooped myself one time.
Hey! Well done.